from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From Radio Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, you are listening to the English program of Voice of Indonesia on 3325 kHz, voinews.id, and the application RRI Digital.
And today there is me, Steve, and also
Kyra.
We'll bring you more information about Indonesia. In a moment, we will begin with the news. Listener, here's the news. First, the headlines.
Indonesia strongly condemns illegal Israeli decision in the West Bank.
Indonesian government strengthens press role in facing the flood of digital information.
And here's the news in detail.
Indonesia strongly condemns Israel's decision to impose unlawful sovereignty in the West Bank, saying such moves accelerate illegal annexation efforts. Indonesian Foreign Minister Sugiono stated it in a joint statement with Foreign Minister of Egypt, Jordan, Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, the United Arab Emirates, and Qatar, and was published by the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs on social media platform X on Monday. The foreign ministers also warned of the dangers posed by Israel's continued expansionist policies and illegal measures in the occupied West Bank, which could trigger violence and conflict in the region. They further affirmed that Israel's illegal policies in the West Bank have no legal validity and violate United Nations Security Council resolutions, particularly Resolution 2334, which condemns all Israeli actions aimed at altering the demographic composition, character, and status of the Palestinian territory occupied since 1967, including East Jerusalem. They also renewed their call on the international community to fulfill its legal and moral responsibilities and urged Israel to halt dangerous escalation in the occupied West Bank and the provocative statements of its official. The foreign ministers reaffirmed that the fulfillment of the Palestinian people's right to self-determination and statehood through the two-state solution in accordance with international resolutions and the Arab Peace Initiative remains the only path toward a just and comprehensive peace and regional stability.
The Indonesian government has reaffirmed its commitment to strengthening the role of the Indonesian press in facing the flood of digital information that risk weakening public reasoning. Hasna has the full report.
The peak celebration of National Press Day 2026 was held in Banten on Monday. On this occasion, the government highlighted the major challenges faced by the press amid the rapid flow of information technology and the proliferation of digital content that is not always good. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Community Empowerment, Muhaimin Iskandar, said that technological progress brings not only opportunities but also serious challenges. The overwhelming flow of information, particularly unverified and low-quality content, poses a risk to public reasoning and has triggered a phenomenon widely known as brain rot. In this situation, the role of the Indonesia press is considered increasingly crucial.
Pers harus hadir.
The press must serve as a clarifier of information, not an added source of noise. The media ecosystem needs to be encouraged to create an information environment that is educational, inspiring, and empowering.
He emphasized that the government and all media professionals must continue to collaborate in producing content that educates and enlightens the public. Such cooperation is considered essential to ensure that development programs are clearly understood and deliver real benefits to public welfare. Hasna Nurafifah, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Minister of Villages and Development of Disadvantaged Regions, Yandri Susanto, emphasized the importance of mainstream media in expanding coverage of rural development and serving as a reliable reference amid the rapid flow of information on social media. Ofra has the details.
Minister Yandri Susanto stressed the crucial role of the media in widening the dissemination of information on rural development so that village potential becomes more widely recognized and delivers tangible impacts on strengthening local economies. He made the statement during the peak commemoration of the 2026 National Press Day in Serang, Banten Province on Monday, February 9. According to him, the overwhelming flow of information on social media requires the presence of mainstream media as a source of accurate and balanced information, including in overseeing and supporting village development programs.
Now is the era of social media, where people can access information very quickly through these platforms. So the role of the media is highly anticipated in delivering information that is accurate and based on fact. It will serve as a comparison and provide clarity for the public in distinguishing between true news and hoaxes.
Furthermore, the minister expressed hope that the synergy between his ministry and the press community will continue to be strengthened, particularly in exploring rural potential. He added that such collaboration is expected to encourage more equitable village development while simultaneously driving the rural economy across various regions of Indonesia.
The Indonesian government is considering involving the national military more extensively in counterterrorism operations. Minister of State Secretary Prasetyo Hadi revealed it after President Prabowo Subianto gave a briefing to participants of the military and police leadership meeting at the Presidential Palace in Jakarta on Monday, February 9th. Putri Cahaya Purnama has the details.
After the closed meeting, State Secretary Prasetyo Hadi explained that the expansion of the military's role would be carried out in response to the increasingly complex dynamics of terrorism. He also emphasized that regulations will be drafted appropriately so that the military's involvement would not conflict with its main duties.
Ya justru di situ semua saling dilihat kan yang menjadi tugas pokok kemudian juga dilihat.
That is precisely the point. Everything must be considered, including the main duties, but also first the scale. Second, we must realize that everything evolves, including terrorism. That is why regulations and measures are needed to anticipate these developments.
Aturan-aturan dan dibutuhkan penanganan-penanganan yang dapat mengantisipasi perkembangan-perkembangan tersebut.
Regarding the legal framework, the government has chosen to regulate the technical aspect of this involvement through a presidential regulation rather than through a revision of the law.
Masalah teknis ya, karena misalnya undang-undang TNI kan sudah disahkan ya.
It is a technical issue because, for example, the military law has already been passed and revised. Then we see that to speed up the process, it is just a matter of necessity. Perhaps we will regulate it without including it in the law.
As additional information, during the meeting, the president also expressed his appreciation for the military and police's readiness in handling disasters and overseeing the government's strategic programs. The president instructed the strengthening of fair law enforcement and the strict protection of natural resources to ensure national stability and progress in the future. Putri Cahaya Purnama, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia and Malaysia strengthened broadcasting cooperation through collaboration between public media institutions. The step is expected to strengthen bilateral relations while also bringing the people of both countries closer together. Rizka Fadila has the details.
State-owned Radio Republik Indonesia welcomed the arrival of Malaysia Deputy Minister of Communications and Multimedia Teo Nee Cheng along with the Malaysian delegation in Jakarta Thursday, February 10th. The visit is part of efforts to strengthen bilateral relations as well as cooperation in the broadcasting sector between Indonesia and Malaysia. The Malaysia Deputy Minister referred to Indonesia and Malaysia as very close partners, both historically and in diplomatic relations. The close relationship between the President of the Republic of Indonesia and the Prime Minister of Malaysia, Dato Seri Anwar Ibrahim, is considered a strong foundation for strengthening cooperation in various sectors, including media and public broadcasting.
Ternampak bahawa bapa presiden dengan
we see that the Indonesian president has a good relationship with Malaysia's prime minister Dato Seri Anwar Ibrahim. So good, but we don't want this close relationship to be limited to G2G. What's more important is that we also need to ensure that the P2P or people to people relationship is also very good and close.
People to people ini juga sangat bagus dan juga rapat.
According to her, the collaboration between Radio Republik Indonesia and Radio Television Malaysia is expected not only to benefit the broadcasting institutions, but also to become a form of cooperation that has a tangible impact on the people of Indonesia and Malaysia. This collaboration is expected to strengthen the relationship between the two nations through the exchange of quality and mutually beneficial information.
Jadi saya percaya bahawa kerjasama RRI dan
So I believe that the cooperation between RRI and RTM will not only benefit the radio stations or broadcasting agencies, but actually it is a cooperation for the people of Malaysia and also for the people of Indonesia.
After the agenda at Radio Republik Indonesia, Theo Nature and the Malaysian delegation continued their visit to the Indonesian Ministry of Communication and Digital. This visit is part of a series of bilateral cooperation in the field of communication and media, simultaneously affirming the Malaysian commitment and support for strengthening the press and media collaboration with Indonesia. Iska Fadila, reporting from Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian government, through the Coordinating Ministry for Human Development and Cultural Affairs, inaugurated the Digital Action Program in collaboration with YouTube creators and local champions. This step is the government's commitment to building resilient character in the younger generation amidst technological disruption. Kiki Purba has the details.
In commemoration of World Internet Safety Day, Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture, Pratikno, emphasized the importance of protecting children in the digital space. At the event held on Tuesday, Pratikno stated that this protection is a direct mandate from President Prabowo Subianto to create Indonesian human resources that are not only intellectually smart but also mentally and morally healthy in the era of artificial intelligence or AI.
Mandat kita, Pak Presiden Prabowo punya.
President Prabowo has an extraordinary concern for superior and resilience human resources that all Indonesian children, all Indonesian must be healthy, healthy physically, healthy mentally, healthy morally, healthy socially, healthy spiritually.
Sehat secara sosial, sehat secara spiritual.
On the same occasion, the head of government relations and public policy for YouTube Southeast Asia, Dani Ardianto, expressed his commitment to strengthening efforts in digital security education and responsible AI utilizations. He explained that the main focus of Google and YouTube is to protect children within the digital world, not to limit them from the digital space, so they can continue to reap the positive benefit of technology.
Today, we reinforce our responsibility to build Indonesia's digital ecosystem that encourages spaces for children's growth and development and the character building of the younger generation.
As a concrete step, the government launched a 3-main program at this event, namely the 1 hour of quality time with family campaign, the Smart and Wise MOCC, the Digital Health Self-Assessment, and the Digital Action Program with content creators. Kiki Purba, Voice of Indonesia.
Former Indonesian Vice Minister of Finance Thomas Jiwandono was sworn in as the deputy governor in Indonesia's central bank on Monday. Rama Shidki has full story.
In front of the leadership of the Supreme Court and while holding the Bible in his right hand, Thomas Jiwandono pledged to carry out his duties and responsibilities to the best of his ability.
Saya berjanji bahwa saya akan melaksanakan.
I will carry out the duties and responsibility of Deputy Governor of Bank Indonesia to the best of my ability and with full responsibility. I swear that I will remain loyal to the state, the constitution, and the state ideology. So help me God.
Kiranya Tuhan menolong saya.
Thomas Jiwandono was inaugurated as the Deputy Governor of Bank Indonesia following approval from the Indonesian House of Representatives. In response to the inauguration, Minister of State Secretary Prasetyo Hadi conveyed a message from Indonesia's President Prabowo Subianto, urging him to work for the nation and the state. On this occasion, we would also like to express our gratitude for his dedication during his service as Vice Minister of Finance. And now, as he continues his mandate as Deputy Governor of Bank Indonesia, this is also not a light duty or responsibility. So congratulations on your assignment. May you always be granted ease and strength in your service to the nation and the state. Thomas Jiwandono served as Vice Minister of Finance from 2024 during the presidency of Joko Widodo until 2026, when he resigned due to his nomination as Deputy Governor of Bank Indonesia. He replaces the previous deputy, Yuda Agung, who has now become Vice Minister of Finance. Ramasidki Pratama, Voice of Indonesia.
That was the news. Coming up next is a commentary titled Healthy Press, Sovereign Economy, Strong Nation by Anna Trijayakasih.
Indonesia's National Press Day, February the 9th, 2026, carries the theme Healthy Press, Sovereign Economy, Strong Nation. This reflects the significant challenges facing journalism amidst the global flood of information, as the digital space is filled with hoaxes, propaganda, and shallow content, public trust in information is increasingly eroded. This problem is not simply a media issue, but concerns the quality of democracy and the direction of national development. A weak press will create a confused public, and a confused public is easily manipulated. The Indonesian government emphasizes that a healthy press is a prerequisite for a sovereign economy. In his message at the commemoration of National Press Day, Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto emphasized the crucial role of quality journalism in bridging public policy and society. The press is expected to be a clarifier of information, not part of the digital noise. With accurate, balanced, and ethical reporting, the press helps the public understand strategic programs, strengthens citizen participation, and maintains accountability of those in power. Collaboration between the state and the press is necessary, without sacrificing journalistic independence and integrity, of course. Ultimately, a healthy press not only safeguards democracy, but also strengthens the foundation of the economy and national unity. Accurate information fosters understandable policies, growing public trust, and sustainable social stability. This is the true meaning of the theme of Indonesia's 2026 National Press Day. Strong journalism is the strength of the nation. That was commentary.
wish I could help it. I'm bored and it's just not the same. And maybe I'm to blame. I know it's tough, I've had enough of always running round with these, yeah. I'm giving up, this isn't love. Honestly, think it's time to leave. Cause I've been searching for something new. Cross that ocean, forget this view. Just trying to be honest, I got no time to lose. So I've been searching for something new.
Makes perfect, but I don't know if we're cost. Believing and learning, we gotta find what we want. Too bad I thought we could have had it all. Keep waiting for something I've been missing all along.
I know it's tough, I've had enough of always running around to please, yeah. I'm giving up, this isn't love. Honestly, think it's time to leave us.
Searching for something new. Could cross that ocean or get this view. Just trying to be honest, I got no time to lose. So I'll be searching for something new.
In remote areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
Yang tiada.
Want to stay updated with accurate and reliable news from VOI and RRI station across Indonesia? RRI.co.id is the answer. RRI.co.id, the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, delivers the latest, credible, and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. Stay updated with a trusted source only at RRI.co.id, your reliable online news portal.
What can we do differently? Are we really never meant to be? When you kissed me slowly, did we cross the line? Can't the world just let us be? 'Cause you made me love the things I hate about myself. How can I love the way you love like no one else? Teach me how to love like you. Teach me how to love like you. Teach me how to
love like the way you do. Love like you love me too.
Teach me how to
Welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, which introduces Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is
Pulau Karimun Jawa. Pulau Karimun Jawa,
which means Karimun Jawa Island. You will listen to a conversation about
Pulau Karimun Jawa. Pulau Karimun Jawa.
Karimun Jawa Island. This conversation is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and a local officer. Chris was making a vlog in Karimun Jawa Island. Let's listen to the conversation.
Hai semua, saat ini saya berada di pesisir Pulau Karimun Jawa. Saya sedang bersama Pak Parto. Beliau petugas Taman Nasional Karimun Jawa. Selamat siang, Pak.
Selamat siang semua.
After listening to the conversation, I will introduce you to some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic,
Pulau Karimun Jawa. Pulau Karimun Jawa,
which means Karimun Jawa Island. I'm going to say each word two times and please repeat after me.
Saat ini. Saat ini.
Which means right now.
Di pesisir. Di pesisir.
Which means on the coast.
Pulau Karimun Jawa. Pulau Karimun Jawa.
Which means Karimun Jawa Island.
Saat ini saya berada di pesisir Pulau Karimun Jawa. Saat ini saya berada di pesisir Pulau Karimun Jawa.
Which means right now I am on the coast of Karimun Jawa Island.
Bersama. Bersama.
Which means together with.
Petugas. Petugas.
Which means officer.
Taman Nasional. Taman Nasional.
Which means national park. In the conversation, you hear the sentence,
saat ini saya berada di pesisir Pulau Karimun Jawa. Saat ini saya berada di pesisir Pulau Karimun Jawa.
Which means, right now, I am on the coast of Karimun Jawa Island. In that sentence, there is the word
pesisir, pesisir,
which means coast. A land next to or near the ocean.
Pesisir, pesisir.
Which means coast, is a word we use related to a natural landscape.
Pesisir, pesisir.
Which means coast, was used by Chris to state a part of beach of Karimun Jawa Island. Here are other examples. Let's listen to some other examples using expressions related to nature.
Terumbu karang. Terumbu karang.
Which means coral reef.
Terumbu karang di Karimun Jawa sangat indah. Terumbu karang di Karimun Jawa sangat indah.
Coral reef in Karimun Jawa is very pretty.
Hutan bakau. Hutan bakau.
Which means mangrove forest.
Kita bisa menjelajah hutan bakau di Karimun Jawa. Kita bisa menjelajah hutan bakau di Karimun Jawa.
Which means we can explore mangrove forest in Karimun Jawa. For your information, besides being a sanctuary, Karimun Jawa National Park has many things to visit. It has pretty beaches and underwater habitat. In the past, Karimun Jawa was called the Caribbean Van Java or the Caribbean of Java. Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, let's have another go with the conversation.
Hai semua, saat ini saya berada di pesisir Pulau Karimun Jawa. Saya sedang bersama Pak Parto. Beliau petugas Taman Nasional Karimun Jawa. Selamat siang, Pak.
Selamat siang semua.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about
Pulau Karimun Jawa. Pulau Karimun Jawa.
Which means Karimun Jawa Island. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. I am Ahmad Faisal and my colleague
Ranov. Sampai jumpa!
Menyembunyikan rahasianya. tanpa suara.
In the bustling downtown of Jakarta, you can find rare, unique local porridge called bubur aceh. This is a special cuisine of Betawi Tengah people, the native people of central Jakarta. A mix of local and European culture, it is made from porridge drizzled with a local mixture semur, a legacy of Dutch heritage. In this stall, located near the well-known Selamat Datang Monument, bubur aceh is topped with bean sprouts, cucumber, peanuts and pickled vegetables, and served with crackers.
Dusan dari Bogor, dari Bogor jauh-jauh mau nyari bubur aceh, nggak ada lagi yang jual. Nggak ada bubur pakai kuah semur, daging, asinan.
Teh manisnya tiga, Mbak.
Enak nih, segar gitu.
This morning, people are flocked to the store, ordering bubur aceh and others, including ketan serundeng, sticky rice topped with grated coconut that mixed with brown sugar. The stall is now managed by Bang Lopi, hence its namesake stall.
Dulu yang datang orang tua saya. Saya, sekarang saya terakhir dari tiga generasi. Kalau saya udah 30 tahun lalu megang.
With its special taste and hot plain tea, bubur aceh could be your morning starter to explore the world's mega city.
VOI listener, Pinisi ship is a legendary wooden ship from South Sulawesi, Indonesia, which is thought to have been made since the 14th century or 1400s. Now, tourists can enjoy the sensation of sailing on the Pinisi ship in Indonesian waters. Usually, tourists sail on the Pinisi ship in the waters of Labuan Bajo. However, now the Riau Islands, which are the gateway to Indonesian maritime tourism, are offering sailing services on Pinisi ship for the first time while enjoying the stunning water landscape of the Riau Islands. Sailing on the Pinisi, you can enjoy the experience of sailing while enjoying the sunset against the backdrop of the Barelang Bridge, which is the icon of the city of Batam. On January 1, 2024, the Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, had the opportunity to enjoy the experience of sailing on the Pinisi ship in the Riau Islands. According to him, the natural view of the Riau Islands from the boat was very beautiful and the food service was super delicious. Sailing services on the Pinisi are not a new tourism product in Indonesia, but in Riau Islands waters, this is the first time and has become an attraction for local tourists. Listener, Pinisi ship provides a number of facilities ranging from beds, food, and much more. You can try the 4 days, 3 nights, or 3 days, 2 nights package. Traveling on the Pinisi, you can relax with your family, diving, snorkeling, and more. Well, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Safety isn't just a guideline, it's a promise we uphold to one another. As you traverse our vibrant communities and delve into unique adventures, rest assured that norms and authorities work hard to foster a safe haven for every traveller. So let's journey with peace of mind, respecting the guidelines that keep us all safe.
Listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a keroncong song entitled Hidupku Sepi Tanpamu or My Life is Lonely Without You by Ayu Sakti, accompanied by New Normal Keroncong. The song created by Aris and popularized by the new Cyclone Music Group was released as a single in 2012. The song describes a person's complicated and conflicted feelings. She loves someone, but also feels hurt by his presence. There is a feeling of wanting to forget and go away. But at the same time, there is a realization that life feels lonely without him. Well, listener, here is the keroncong version of Hidupku Sepi Tanpamu by Ayu Sakti featuring New Normal Keroncong. Happy listening.
Meskipun ku pergi, Voice of Indonesia.
Teringatku di sini akan senyum manismu. Sedekat itu ragamu berdiri, seakan pertemuan yang pertama kali. Satu permintaanku, nyanyikan alunan mimpiku. Bawa kembali hadirmu di sini. Bawalah kembali hadirmu di sini. Ku ingin pelukmu, temani hingga fajar datang dan lupa waktu. Kisahnya telah usai, air mata menyerbu.
Thank you very much, listener, for staying tuned with us on Radio Wood Service Voice of Indonesia. And if you got something to say, you can freely contact us on
our Facebook page, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, VOI_official, TikTok, VOI_official, email, voilisteners@gmail.com.
And also WhatsApp, +62 821 2381 2130. Once again, +62 821 2381 2130. Don't forget to download the application RRI Digital, in which you can see a lot of more contents of about The Voice of Indonesia and also RRI stations across Indonesia. But most of them will be in Indonesian. Well then, listener, I'm Steve.
And I'm Kyra.
Thank you very much for listening. Stay tuned on RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
From Indonesia to the world.